Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, we both know how going through a rough patch can make you feel totally unlike yourself.
Yeah, I call that Thursdays.
I call that current COVID status. But yeah, same thing, really.
Yeah.
But the tough times can make a person act out. I'm napping more than ever.
Wow, who thought that was possible?
And Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Lisa Rinna says that's why she's been a little ragey lately.
Yeah, so she's recently been lashing out at fans, but Lisa blames her bad behavior all on the grief she's been feeling since her mom's death.
Which, I mean, grief is a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
I don't need it to lash out at people, but I get it.
Yeah, no, I have some sympathy for her in this case, for sure.
Yeah, same. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, July 6th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Obviously, losing someone close to you is never easy, and everyone handles the death of a loved one differently. And ever since her mom passed away last November, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Lisa Rinna, also the star, in my opinion, of Veronica Mars.
Wow.
Season one. Only 3 episodes, but still.
Okay.
But Lisa hasn't been managing her grief very well. At least that's what she says. So she's recently been called out for lashing out at her fans, and she's blaming her behavior on the grieving of her mom. So Lisa posted a story to Instagram on June 30th about her Real Housewives co-star, Garcelle Bouvet, and she responded to a comment Garcelle made on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. So Garcelle had called out their fellow co-star, Diana Jenkins, for some comments that she made towards a Black woman on Instagram. Garcelle, who's also a Black woman, called Diana uneducated. So then Lisa took to her Instagram stories to respond to Garcelle's comments, saying, "We fight on our show, and if we fight with Garcelle, we are all of a sudden called racist. That's bullshit. I will not accept that." And then added, "And if you are just so triggered by our show, and a lot of you pussies are, go watch Dubai." She's, of course, referring to the newest addition to the Housewives franchise, The Real Housewives of Dubai. And Dubai happens to be the most ethnically diverse cast in the franchise yet, which, to be fair, is not hard to achieve.
Right.
Given that most of these casts are all white.
So fans, of course, started coming for Lisa after her comments, and then she issued an apology. Just yesterday, she posted a photo of a quote from Queen Elizabeth I that reads, "Grief never ends, but it changes. It's a passage, not a place to stay. Grief is not a sign of weakness, nor a lack of faith. It is the price of love." And in the post's caption, she wrote, "I have had a really rough time of it. I think you've seen how hard this has hit me." She also wrote, "Losing my mom has really hit me hard. Thank you for your patience with me. I know it's not easy to have warm fuzzies for me right now, but I'll get through this and hopefully come out the other side stronger and better." Lisa also said she was really struggling and apologized to fans for having raged on them and added, "It really has nothing to do with any of you."
But even though a lot of fans have been really sympathetic and supportive of Lisa, not everyone is buying her grief excuse. Some people took to the comment section of her post to let her know that the pain she feels does not justify her actions. One commenter wrote, "Grief isn't an excuse to be an asshole. I say this as a person who lost their father at 10.
So another person commented, "Not sure if grief causes people to make ignorant and bigoted posts. It certainly doesn't warrant a pass." Then added, "Good try, Lisa. The timing of this seems calculated after the way her and the cast have treated Garcelle." So Garcelle has often butted heads with Lisa and her other fellow cast members, Kyle Richards, Dorit Kemsley, even Erica Jayne. And some fans have called this group of Lisa, Kyle, Dorit, Erica, the mean girls of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Another person commented on Lisa's post and said, "Calling overt racism grief, isn't it? How about taking some accountability and apologize? Not just say, I'll get through it." I mean, I got to agree. Like,
yeah, I do too. My whole thing is, why did Lisa even stick her nose in this in the first place?
Because she's Lisa Rinna.
Like,
that's her job.
Just stick to dancing around Harry. That's all you need to be focusing on.
You're obsessed with that.
Listen, I'm sorry. This is so off topic, but I can't not say this. In Veronica Mars,
oh boy,
she and Harry play Logan Eccles' parents, and they're so insane in their roles. I mean, Lisa's just truly out of control. And ever since seeing them, I've been obsessed. And so her dancing around Harry while he's gardening, while he's reading, I'm just here for it. And she should only do that. She wouldn't have to apologize for being racist or saying really unnecessary things if she just kept focusing on her dancing.
Well, technically, she's also dancing around this issue. So it works out.
There it is. There it is. She's a tried and true dancer. So in true celebrity and also just everybody in this world fashion, Lisa has since deleted the apology post. But she's not the only Real Housewives star who had to make amends. Like we mentioned, Garcelle called newcomer Diana uneducated after she made some racially insensitive comments during an Instagram feud with a Black woman. And once Diana was called out by fans, she was practically begging for forgiveness. So Diana joined the show this year for season 12, making her the newest addition to the cast. And she recently got into this online feud with Kristen Dion, who's this Black woman running a Bravo fan account with the username at philly.diva. So the feud started when Kristen posted a side-by-side of a recent photo of Diana next to one from when Diana was much younger. And Kristen pointed out how different Diana looked in the older photo. And I don't know. I mean, she doesn't look that different to me. And I feel like it's less about age and more about work that's been done.
Right. Which, you know, everyone's getting plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Get it if you want. Like, who needs to call people out for it? Like,
it just seems so unnecessary. Like, who cares?
It does.
She wants to look like this. She can look like this. Like, you don't want to look like that. Don't do that to your body.
Like, she's trash. We could call her out for much more than her looks.
God, I love how much you love her. But Diana defended herself and the two exchanged a pretty bitter back and forth.
Yeah.
Kristen eventually suggested that Diana should focus her energy on the Instagram users who think she should be fired from Real Housewives, and added, and not just with the Black content creators such as herself.
So then Diana responded with, "It can't feel good being a Black content creator," which, oof.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, people criticized her for this, saying she was being racist.
Uh-huh.
And then Diana apologized the next day on Instagram, saying she didn't understand what Black content creator even meant. She wrote, "I assumed Black content creator was a title referring to a page that would be focused on snarky content. I copied the term because I thought that's what it meant. I didn't realize it was referencing to you as a Black woman and a content creator." And then she added, "Please understand I am not from this country at Philly.diva. So deeply sorry. I'm devastated that this was taken to mean something racially insensitive. I understand now why it was taken that way, and that was never my intention. I am truly sorry." Now, for reference, Diana was born and raised in Bosnia and Herzegovina. So I don't like Diana. I'm not one of these Instagram accounts calling for her to be fired, but I would love to see her go. I can't stand her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She really might not have known.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say she didn't know.
Yeah.
She's still uneducated. Let's say she did know. She's still uneducated. So Garcelle's comment stands. Like, she's uneducated regardless.
Yeah. I mean, this just... Did anyone else get vibes of Hilaria Baldwin being like, what's the English word for cucumber? Like, it just seems suspicious. I mean, how long have you been on social media in this country to know Black content creator? Like, I feel like that term is not that unusual.
I feel like Diana and Philly Diva were both kind of wrong in this situation. Like, Philly Diva shouldn't be talking about people's looks, and Diana shouldn't be making comments she knows nothing about.
Yeah, agree. So Diana may have said she didn't know what Black content creator meant, but after Garcelle called her uneducated on Watch What Happens Live, Diana didn't back down. So just last Thursday, she shared a note to her Instagram in response to Garcelle. And in the note, Diana pointed out all the good things she's done for the people of Haiti, where Garcelle is from.
So the post has, of course, been deleted.
I know. Honestly, like,
classic.
Does nobody know how the internet works? Like, deleting doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah. We're all ready to screenshot everything everyone says.
I literally
says.
Just constantly have my fingers on the screenshot buttons.
And bless you for that.
Mm-hmm.
So her post said, "Dear Garcelle, next time you go on national television, why don't you educate viewers on how many times I went to Haiti, your home country?" Then she talked about the charity she's given to Haiti, writing, "Why don't you tell viewers how many millions of my dollars I have given to your country? A woman from Bosnia did that."
Mm.
And added, "Also, you could have mentioned all the money I have given and everything I have done for women's rights in Congo and other 100% Black communities." And Garcelle was like, "Why don't you go ahead and say that when you're on the show?"
Mm-hmm.
Why is this Garcelle's job?
And also, I'm sorry, that's the same narrative of like, I can't be racist. I have a friend that's Black.
Yeah.
Like,
I know it is.
Shut up.
Right. Just shut up. Just shut up.
Like, the thing about all of this, and I feel like this is a lesson all celebrities should take. So the celebrities that listen to Rich and Daily, hi, glad to have you here. When you mess up, just apologize and then shut up.
Yep.
Like, stop digging these holes that you will never be able to get out of.
This is just like, I don't know, just rich lady bragging about the money she's given. Like, this doesn't make you look better.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what do you want, a pat on the back? Pat your own back. Which is what you're doing.
With one of your millions of million-dollar purses.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
Be sure to tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.